Hello, everyone. The Trump administration is deeply unsympathetic to those who claim asylum, unless they're white South Africans. Why is an exception made for them? And why not all South Africans? Only 7% of South Africans are white. What about the black South Africans? And it is true that South Africa has a fairly high murder rate, but it's actually lower amongst whites than it is amongst black people. And when black people were murdering whites in South Africa, it appeared to be mostly economically motivated. It's an armed robbery gone wrong, or maybe not even attempting to simply rob the person, easier to rob a corpse. Of course, that's terrible. And they're murders of all races, by all races. They're whites who murder black people as well. But astonishingly, of all the ethnic groups in the world, this is the only one the Trump administration has gone out of its way to welcome and is lending its ear to AfriForum, this group, this white South African lobbying group, and so on. Well, I mean, I don't want anyone to suffer genocide. I don't want anyone to suffer violence and so on. And now I was in South Africa a couple of months ago. I met many white South Africans. None of them breathed a word about there being genocide and so on. I remember we made a video about this a few years ago. Some white springboks are writing saying, "Oh, you come here. You're not brave enough to come here." Well, I mean, obviously, I have been there. And no, I didn't go to the most dangerous places. Why would I do that? I remember my black taxi driver saying there in Cape Town, there's a place called Phillip Iron. I'm too afraid to go there. That's controlled by the gangs and stuff like that. So President Cyril Ramaphosa, he visited the United States recently, had his photo call with President Trump in the White House, and then Trump was berating him. But Cyril Ramaphosa, despite his country being insulted, he kept his cool. He maintained his decorum, which was a stark contrast to the way Trump was behaving, despite assailing South Africa and making all these insulting comments about it. Anyway, 59 white SAFers moving to live in the United States. Are you sure they're not economic migrants? They're seeking a better standard of living, higher salaries, and stuff like that. So they're giving them refugee status, saying that they face racial discrimination. I mean, now there is some racist discrimination against whites in South Africa. Not much. I was rather there was none. It's 10 times better than the situation black South Africans suffered under apartheid. So there should be no racialism in any direction. And of course, it's obviously particularly unfair on white children who were born well after apartheid, wouldn't even know what apartheid was. So they shouldn't be penalized for this. And none of this discrimination against whites makes it acceptable what happened to black South Africans under apartheid. Absolutely not. I'm very glad that apartheid is dead and buried and quicklime poured on top and never ever going to come back in any guise. Well, what else about this? So I remember whites, although the 7% of the population have way more than 7% of the wealth, all the degrees and things like that. So can't feel too hard done by. Quite often they're citizens of other countries like the United Kingdom, Irish Republic, and are able to move abroad. Goodness. So there they are going. Elon Musk obviously has Trump's ear. Elon Musk, South African, but I think he's Canadian on his mother's side. And then moved to the United States in his 20s as an American citizen now. So the South African government says it's going to be able to confiscate land without compensation. They already had some sort of restitution act in the 1990s when they did kind of that kind of thing. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa, he signed that act into law in January this year, partly because he's got the economic freedom fighters breathing down his neck. An outspoken racist and genocidaire called Julius Malema, who's a low down, far left scumbag. And if he actually cared about the poor, he'd give them some of his wealth. And Malema is on the money, of course, about the many failings and the corruptibility of the African National Congress, who's been the ruling party since 1994, which had the worst election result ever recently. Admittedly, it's still the governing party, but now in coalition with other parties, including the Democratic Alliance, which is led by Steenhuisen, who's white, and so on. So goodness. So South Africa has still got a lot to be pleased about. The infrastructure is in excellent nick. Everyone gets to go to school and so on. The economy is not growing as much as it should. And okay, there's load shedding, power cuts from time to time. But why are Palestinians? Why are they not being welcomed to the United States and offered asylum? They really are suffering genocide. Over 53,000 Palestinian civilians murdered in the last year and a half, and the United States government would know something about it. Because quite often they're providing the weapons with which to commit the crimes against humanity, knowing that Israel is deliberately targeting civilians, schools, hospitals, clinics, and so forth, And because according to Israel, every single hospital is a Hamas base, every clinic is a Hamas base, every whatever is school is a Hamas base. It's outrageous. Just targeting food convoys, Palestinian police officers guarding the food to try and ensure some equitable distribution of food and medicine, and they've been willfully murdered and so on. So it's really shocking. The United States has provided diplomatic cover, has wielded its United Nations veto in defense of the state of Israel and so on. Fine, let the state of Israel exist, let Palestine exist. Hello there. It was I believe Pat Buchanan who said the Capitol Hill is Israeli occupied territory, that the great majority of congressmen there and indeed senators there in the pay of Zionist organizations. Now, goodness, so there is no Jewish conspiracy, Zionist conspiracy. There ever has been such a conspiracy. I'm not suggesting that at all, that Israel tries to control US domestic policy. Only they do want to shape its foreign policy. Surprise, surprise. And they're extremely successful at that. So the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, donating to candidates of both parties, so long as they will be willing servants of Tel Aviv to do what they want. So the United States has wielded its veto for Israel more times than the United States has wielded its UN Security Council veto for itself. And the US actually does very little trade with Israel. Why on earth do they give Israel so much aid? Israel's a rich country. They don't need any aid. And Israel does almost nothing for the United States, but gets everything. So the Palestinians, they really are. They really are people who need to be evacuated and they can't get out. White South Africans, there's no one trapping them. They could leave the country. It's up to them to get a visa for another country. But, Palestinians, they're not allowed out by the Israelis. They're not allowed out by the Egyptians, except in very, very rare circumstances. Medicine being cut off. Even Donald Trump said that Israel is deliberately starving Palestinians to death. Many Israeli politicians who supported the earlier part of the campaign against Gaza, they are exasperated, they are horrified, partly for humanitarian reasons, but they realize just how detrimental it is to Israel's reputation. And if anyone speaks up for human rights, say, you must stop the genocide against Gaza. Netanyahu says it's the size of murderers. No, he is the murderer. If you deliberately kill civilians and allow them to be civilians, that is murder, isn't it? And obviously, there's large-scale torture about of Palestinian detainees, huge-scale kidnappings by the state of Israel. So these people who really need asylum, and obviously the United States has been part of the problem, has been arming, funding Israel, providing with intelligence, and as I say, advocating for the United Nations and other international fora, allowing them to get away with their crimes. So as you broke it, you fix it. Pottery barn rules. Therefore, it behoves the United States to sort it out. I think the United Kingdom should take some of the refugees as well, partly because of the Balfour Declaration. Indeed, Germany and Austria, and I know Austria was subsumed into the Third Reich in the Second World War, because if it weren't for Nazism, so many European Jews wouldn't have fled to Israel. Goodness, I wish there were a solution. I wish there could be peace and justice. Perhaps it's too much to hope for. Right, there is no genocide in South Africa, but there is in Gaza. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallan792@gmail.com. Goodbye.